Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the program.
Very intense moment. The chance to try something nobody's ever tried before.
Take off your pants!
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's a lot of nonsense.
Groovy. How do you start this thing?
Still too close to call. Still no winner in the presidential election. Joe Biden has 253 electoral votes, while President Trump has 214 electoral votes.
Welcome to 2020.
Man, it just keeps on going. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll see what happens as the day and the rest of the week wears on. 6:03, a little chilly this morning, not too bad, but a pretty nice day coming up today. Get ready for it. And more tickets to Dollywood.
Woo!
Coming up, those of you who have experienced Dollywood know how great Dollywood is. Chase, you've been to Dollywood.
Love it. Love the kettle corn. Love every single piece of food that's out there. It's great.
As I said before, they're always voted top food park in America. They just keep winning that one. So 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you a shot at getting those tickets. It'll be a keyword that you'll text in. We'll give you that info at 8 o'clock. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. That is Lee Bryce and One of Them Girls. 6:10 the time, and chilly start to the morning, but another nice day coming up today. I've been so lucky with these temperatures and had these beautiful days. Just wondering if I stayed out so as long as I could yesterday. Did a 7.5 miler yesterday, guys.
All right.
7.5 miler yesterday. It was not my intention when I started, but I was like, you know what? It's so nice out. I'm going to stay out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep going.
I pulled 5 yesterday, so you beat me, though.
Ooh. Well, yeah, I just...
I pulled a solid 300 steps, so I'm all right.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Glad you're back, Chase. We just, limped along without you yesterday, but thanks for coming.
Oh, I know.
Back.
It was horrible. You guys were celebrating and jumping up and down and... Party balloons everywhere, weren't you? Huh? I know it. I know it.
We weren't going to tell you that, but...
We've been caught.
Running up, man. Hey, odds and ends are coming up, and there's a company that's willing to pay you $9,000 to do something you do for several hours a day, every day anyway. Ooh. I'm going to tell you about that coming up. That's at about 6:20.
The Wolf.
This is how we do it.
This holiday at Big Lots, you'll find big...
What you drinking about?
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, odds and ends time. I told you, there's a company willing to pay you some pretty good dough to do what you basically do every day anyway, and that's cruise the internet. Here's how it works. It's a new job where you can use all those skills that you built up noodling around on your iPad and your laptop. The web browser Opera is hiring somebody for a 2-week gig just to browse the internet. They'll pay somebody $9,000. to go on a two-week adventure of random web surfing and document the whole thing. If you want to apply, you need to record a video that's under a minute where you talk about, quote, the most relevant browsing moment of your life.
I'll take it. I mean,
they're not interested in your browsing, man. Let me tell you right now. I've had a look at that.
First 30 seconds.
Not what they're looking for, buddy. Hey, Donald Trump has requested a recount of Wisconsin after Joe Biden finally won that state yesterday. They also filed a lawsuit to stop vote counting in Michigan and Pennsylvania. ABC says an automatic recount in Michigan is triggered if the difference between the two candidates is 2,000 votes or fewer. In Pennsylvania, an automatic recount is triggered if the winning margin is within 5%.
So. Tell you what.
Can you imagine having to recount those votes? Ugh.
What happens?
What a strange world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese always say, may you live in interesting times.
Well, it sure is interesting.
Hey, a new fragrance lets you smell like books. A famous bookstore called Powell's City of Books in Portland, Oregon is selling a new unisex fragrance that lets you smell just like books. If you're interested, pre-orders available now for $25, and it will ship at the end of the month, just in time for the holidays.
I love a fresh new book. I just don't know. And I love the smell of it. I just don't know if I want to smell like it.
I like the smell as well. Now, am I the only one who likes the smell of mail, letters in the mail?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're sniffing all that anthrax.
I'm glad you're out there looking for it, though, boy, buddy.
If I find it, you'll be the first to know.
You saved untold lives. You've made us all feel safer.
Thank you.
Well, if your feet stink, and I'm sure they do, don't act like they don't. Scientists may have solved the problem. Scientists in Thailand believe they may have solved the problem of stinky feet. They created a, quote, breakthrough zinc oxide nanoparticle. Ooh, that's hard to work into a conversation.
Fancy. Right.
That can be added to socks to keep your odors contained and treat the bacteria that causes the smell in the first place. Hmm. There's no word on when it might come to the market, but hopefully sooner than later. I'd like to get rid of those stinky feet.
I'm not even going to comment on this.
My husband needs it.
We all need it. Everybody's, look, nobody's feet smell good.
Mine do.
No, they don't. I'm sure of it. I'm not.
They don't stink. We can argue about this off mic, Dale, okay?
Okay, we will. Well, trust me. Well, there's a petition going around to get overweight men to wear a bra.
All right, I'm going to chime in on this one in the end. Go ahead, Dale.
The petition reads, I think we should all support this because if girls have to walk around with bras on everywhere they go because we have boobs, so should overweight men. Now, I'm not saying anything nasty about being overweight, but if a man has a bigger chest than I do, well, they need to be wearing a bra, period. How's it fair that girls have to wear bras because their boobs are naturally there, but a man that chooses to have big boobs by being overweight doesn't have to?
Who wrote this?
Now, who said, honey, girl, that you have to wear a bra?
You don't have to wear a bra.
That's right.
Exactly.
I think women's breasts and men's breasts are quite different, though, in... Doesn't matter how big they are two different types of boobies.
It's very observant of you to notice that.
When I look in the mirror, I can tell mine are quite different.
Yeah. Finally, a store is now selling the coronavirus-themed Christmas ornaments. That's right. Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth, Michigan is selling coronavirus-themed Christmas ornaments. The company says the glass Santa wearing a mask, toilet paper rolls in hand, and hand sanitizer bottles in the other hand have sold out. We are taking back orders and expect the new shipment to arrive in mid-November, just in time to put on your tree.
I'm not going to lie. My father-in-law buys my mother-in-law a ornament every year, and I sent him one that looked like that the other day. He says, got it.
That's
all right, cool. I can't wait.
That's what ornaments are about. You know, every year, it's whatever happened during the year, and I feel like this year, next year, it's going to be something related to it.
What about an ornament where there are two trains crashing into each other?
And it just says
a dumpster on fire.
I think that would describe what's been happening this year perfectly. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Still no winner declared in the presidential election.
I figured it was going to happen.
Joe Biden is 253 electoral votes. Donald Trump, 214 electoral votes. And that's where we are right now. You got recounts going on, lawsuits going on. It's going to be days before we really know what's going on. I mean, it's so funny watching all this election coverage. All they can say is, too close to call. It's too close to call.
Right.
Too close to call.
Don't they have until like December 12th or something to give us a final answer?
Yeah, there's a lot of things can happen.
December the 8th is the last day that they can do that.
Well, guys, I've got a serious Illuminati theory going on here.
Here we go. All right.
Yeah, what's Jay-Z and those guys got planned?
So I think this has something to do with Pelosi, y'all. I think they're going to make sure that Biden wins, and then they're going to say Biden's got dementia or something crazy like that, kick him out, put Kamala up there so Nancy can come in as VP. That's what I think they're doing.
Well, if there's a thing in the Constitution, so never comes up, but if there is no duly elected president put in by the date of the inauguration, a temporary president is installed, and that
is
president, in our case, would be Nancy Pelosi.
She is doing this, man. She is the Antichrist. I have figured it out. Yeah. This is the end of the world right here with Pelosi.
Her and Jay-Z and Beyonce are in a meeting right now trying to figure out what's going on.
Probably. I mean, they're all running the world.
Wait. Is Jay-Z in New York?
Brad Pitt and all the rest of them. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
But yeah, no winner yet. We just got to wait and see. There's a lot of things that are holding stuff up. These lawsuits are going to hold things up. These recaps are going to hold things up. And still, you know, undecided, you know, places. North Carolina, one of them. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada. Joe did finally win Wisconsin, and that's where Donald Trump is demanding a recount there because it's so super close. There are certain thresholds, though, that say, okay, we can do a recount now. Like, I think they're in Wisconsin. Maybe it's like 2,000 votes or something.
Yeah.
Then they gotta go ahead and do a recount. But we'll keep an eye on it. We'll always have it. Very interesting year, to say the least. I'm being kind when I say that. I can't say the other word that would go where interesting is on the radio.
So here we are. Here on. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Ooh, yeah, throwing them good vibes around, and we need them badly.
Yes,
Chase,
we do.
You're up first.
Consider this the hippy dippy Annie route, but and also.
Wow.
And also the cliche route, but I had seen this a while back and I thought, you know what? It kind of stuck with me. It's simple. Just be yourself. Let the people see the real, imperfect, flawed, quirky, beautiful, and magical person that you are. That's some sort of Disney line, it sounds like.
I've been doing that.
Who are you?
I've been doing that for years, man. Some people accept it. Other people just turn and run.
You're in. Jesus. Yeah, you're in. Oh, man.
Annie, how about you?
So tomorrow marks the first day that Starbucks is having its holiday menu.
Oh, here we go.
And I mean, I get the same drink every time I go, so it's not really pertaining to me. But
and what is that drink?
Favorites. Oh, sugar-free vanilla latte with an extra shot of espresso.
Okay.
Could be hot or iced.
Mine's a vanilla cream cold brew, three Splenda shaken.
Nice. Not stirred.
No, shaken.
Just out of curiosity, Annie, how much is the one you order? What do you pay for that?
$6.24.
Chase, how much is yours?
$4.79, I think.
And Dale's cup of Black Joe, free, because he bought that 6 months ago.
That's right. I don't know how many free cups I'm averaging based on that price, but it's a lot.
Anyways, they're going to have all those delicious, delicious drinks for the holiday, like, you know, your caramel brulee and the eggnog latte and peppermint mocha. So get excited, white girl.
Hey, no, I've already got this morning. We went by Walmart, $6, a little bag of the peppermint mocha Starbucks coffee. Already got it right here in my cup.
Little bag.
Sounds good. All right.
Yeah. It
Guys,
was little.
Do not panic because it's official now. Santa has been declared an essential worker, and he will be able to make all of his deliveries this year.
Yay!
Santa!
Scotland started out making official proclamations, and they're spreading across the globe like wildfire. Santa will be able to make his deliveries. They're working hard. They're getting ready right now. So go ahead and get that tree up.
Yeah, baby.
Been up since the crack of dawn.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I was on a plane the other day. The guy next to me was like, what do you do? And I was like, I mind my own business on airplanes. That's it doesn't matter where you are on the plane. You feel better than everybody behind you, don't you? You could be in the second to last row. This one guy behind you, like, what an idiot back there. Embarrassing, loser. Last row. I was on a plane the other day. I hated the guy behind me. He kept yawning out loud the whole flight. The whole flight, he's like, for like 5 hours. First of all, you don't need to make a noise when you yawn. That's a decision. He's deciding to do that. It's like if you were hungry on a plane, you were like, I'm hungry! Well, you all right? Yeah, I'm hungry. I like to let people know when I'm hungry. I think it's important for people to know that. People yawn out loud, they want attention. That's why they're doing it. They want you to be like, oh my God, are you tired? And they're like, I am. Here's my entire life story of how I came to be tired. Don't fall for it. It's a trap. Plus, isn't it fun to not ask somebody a question when they really want you to ask them a question? You ever do that when someone's like, I had a wild night last night, and then you're like, neat, and then you just walk away? That's like one of my favorite things to do. Just tell me your story. Don't make me ask for it.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, 7:25. National Men Make Dinner Day today. Now, I know that's a lot more common now than it used to be, but there are still guys out there who don't know anything about what's going on in the kitchen. Chase, who has informed us that he makes dinner 5 nights a week. Now, what happens on the weekends? Is it a team effort, or does she take over and go, let me handle this?
Team effort. Sometimes she wakes up a little bit earlier on like Sunday or Saturday, makes breakfast.
Right.
But yeah, usually 5 nights out of the week, it's usually me in there.
Right. Now, you use one of those meal prep things, don't you? One of those companies that
I used to.
Oh, you used to.
But we save the ingredient card so we can just make it on our own.
Smart. There you go.
It's just a little more effort on your part to go buy the materials and ingredients.
It's exhausting. I hate when meat's not delivered to my door. It's exhausting.
Me too.
We are getting so soft. You just punch a few buttons and you just sit and wait for it to be dropped on your doorstep.
And then when they knock on your door, you're like,
oh man, I gotta go out there and get that now. Is it cold? Is it raining? I'm not going out there.
What's wrong with us?
Men Make Dinner Day today. Anybody with a story to share? No. Annie's sitting here. I'm looking at her in the computer screen, and she's smiling like, yeah, I got one.
I am married to a man who would burn a bowl of cereal. No, seriously. I have one story because I have made dinner. His mother and I spoil him rotten, okay, you guys?
You do. That's a truth.
Yeah, I do. I'll admit to it. I love it. He's a good man, so I don't mind. And I'm just a doer. If I don't do it, it's not done right. Okay, so anyway.
Control freak.
I am. Shut up.
No, it's a woman.
I came home after working late one night. He said he was going to make dinner.
Oh, boy.
He made Hamburger Helper. It was like a taco one or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, taco.
He gets to the end of it. He goes, damn, I forgot to add in the seasoning.
So, you know, how do you forget that?
I was like, it's on the box. How do you mess up the taco? I don't know. But I got to give him props. Two nights ago, he made dinner. Now, it was completely from frozen. It was orange chicken and General Tso's from Sam's Club. Mm. And it was this frozen fried rice from Walmart Neighborhood Market. Because we're helping his mom with a project at her house. So he made the dinner. And I was like, oh, God, I'm worried. You're not going to have it. The chicken's not going to be fried enough. Like, it's going to be squishy or creepy or what. It came out so good. Now, I don't know if he just got lucky. And it was a decent meal that he just heated up in the oven and microwave and made it right. Or if it was, his expertise. Hey. We're gonna go with the latter.
All right. How about you, 680 Wolf? Yes.
My husband decided to try to make his all-famous fettuccine Alfredo chicken. Well, sure enough, it was a disaster. The pasta just wasn't cooked at all. It was still rock hard. And he burnt the chicken so much that even the little animals that we had with us wouldn't even eat it because it was so burnt to a crisp. It wasn't even chicken anymore. And he burned the sauce, and it went up and went on top of the kitchen ceiling, and I had to mop it.
Oh, no.
That was a great night.
Oh, geez. Don't you hate that stuff, man? That is the worst. Get a pasta that explodes or open up a bottle of soda. How about you, 680 Wolf?
Had a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It is National Men Make Dinner Day today. And if your man is going to make dinner tonight, are you looking forward to it or are you not looking forward to it? As you both know, I cook quite a bit. It's more of a hobby for me. I learned initially just out of self-preservation. But my mom and my grandmother and my grandpa taught me really a lot of what I know about cooking. And then after watching about 347,000 YouTube videos, you've got so much education just waiting for you at the touch of a button now if you want to learn to cook.
Which is fine. Perfectly fine. Look it up on YouTube.
Taught both of our kids how to cook. And both of my boys can handle themselves in the kitchen. They're not chefs or anything, but they can handle themselves in the kitchen. And I like it. It's just fun. Guys, if you've never tried it, you'd be surprised. There's all kinds of gadgets and tools you can use for cooking. There's all kinds of stuff. You can put a whole toolbox full of stuff together.
We had somebody text in at 680 Wolf, said, my husband cannot cook at all. He called me at work to ask me how to make scrambled eggs. I literally had to walk him through the whole process.
Oh, Chelsea, girl, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, Chelsea, you got your hands full there. How about you, 680 Wolf? Good stories, bad stories, yes.
Hard-boiled eggs. I put them on the stove. I went out doing some other things. Fell asleep on the couch. Next thing I know, an explosion in the kitchen, and I found hard-boiled eggs all over the ceiling, all over the stove, all over the counter.
Oh no!
I was at my in-laws' house. My father-in-law says, "What's that noise?" And I went in there, and I was like, "Oh, never mind. I'll get it." That's all you can say.
Have you ever had an accidental disaster? You know what you're doing, but you get distracted. Let me tell you something. If you're making something in the kitchen, you best go ahead and put your 100% attention on that.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you are going to make a mistake, or you are going to leave something unattended just a little too long, like that guy did.
So I've been looking, and there's this website literally called menmakedinnerday.com, and it's updated every year. And it has quite a few things like the rules for cooking dinner, a glossary of like words you would use like to, to brown
just,
something.
Just fold the eggs in. Just fold
right,
them
yeah.
in.
Right, yeah. Fold them in. Just fold them in.
Fold them in. They're quoting, by the way, a scene from Blank's Creek, which we have told you, if you have never watched that, you need to watch it.
But I love it because there's foods that should not be part of Men Make Dinner Day.
Right.
And it's chewing gum, cotton candy, takeout pizza, leftovers from last night, sandwiches from office vending machine, neighbor's leftovers from last night, and anything barbecued. Now, I don't know about the barbecue one, but all the other ones, I'm going to say, yeah, if you put chewing gum in your dinner, you probably shouldn't be making dinner.
I don't know. A $5 hot and ready Little Caesars will work for me.
Yeah, it's hard to beat, isn't it? Hey, I'm going to give you a list here in a couple of minutes of things you should always keep, guys, at home, just in case you need to whip up something quick. And I think it'd be pretty handy for you. But first, Russell Dickerson on the Wolf.
Girl, I've always loved you.
Yeah. coming up with the Wolf Show, National Men Cook Dinner Day today. Just real quick, guys, if you live by yourself or even if you want to be prepared to make dinner, a couple of things. Is always keep it home with you at all times. Real butter. It makes everything taste better. It makes any sauce better. It makes almost anything you cook better. Ask any chef, why do your green beans taste so good? Why do your mashed potatoes taste so good? The secret of that is butter.
Amen.
If you go eat at a restaurant, by the time you're finished eating, you have normally eaten about a whole stick or more of butter, depending on what you get.
Especially if you go to Cracker Barrel.
Or if you get dessert, okay?
Mm, learn how that's to use, fine.
Learn how to use salt properly. Salt makes things better. Salt enhances the flavor of stuff. And pepper. Get a pepper grinder. Yes. A pepper grinder makes all the difference in the way your pepper tastes, especially when you put it on stuff like mashed potatoes or use it at the table. It also makes a big difference in the way things cook. But learn when to add it and when not to, because pepper will change the taste of what you're making.
Yes, yep. And I think a stick of butter is perfectly fine, because a stick of butter spread throughout the body is a little bit on each joint. It helps lube them up, get them good.
And if you, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you're making what you would call a pot of mashed potatoes or a batch of mashed potatoes, before you mash them, just unroll an entire stick of butter and toss it in and just mix it right in there. I'm telling you, makes all the difference in the world. It makes everything better. Keep a good jar of pasta sauce, not some cheap stuff, a good thing. Keep it in the pantry. I recommend a spicy kind because that adds something else. Always keep a bottle of olive oil around, but learn how to use that too, because olive oil will burn if it gets too hot. And if you use butter with any king where you're trying to make a pork chop or something, the olive oil will help your butter from burning too. If you're going to use butter for something, butter burns quick, but olive oil or any other kind of oil will stop that from happening.
You better believe it.
That's right. And when you buy pasta, get penne pasta or bow tie pasta. It's more interesting and makes a better presentation than just spaghetti.
It's fancier. It's fancier.
And learn to garnish. Learn how to use green onions and chives and stuff like that. It makes makes the stuff so much more visually appealing.
Those Instagram photos will be on fleek.
That's right. Listen to her talking hip. 7:43 now.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Gastonia, North Carolina. I dated a girl for like 2 days at a band camp from there. Anyway, population 79,784.
Salute!
93.1 The Wolf.
We made USAA renters insurance.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, 7:55. Time to celebrate.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, it's, of course, Thirsty Thursday. So let's celebrate that way. You share your birthday with Kris Jenner, who's 64. Odell Beckham Jr., who's 27. Kevin Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 32. Sal Vulcano, I think that's how you say it, is 43. He's from Impractical Jokers. He's my favorite one. And lastly, Famke Janssen is 55. She was in The Mom and Taken. She was in X-Men. And she was in James Bond.
She was in the GoldenEye. Played Xenia Onatopp was her name.
Ooh,
in GoldenEye.
Xenia. Yeah, well, happy birthday to her. And I'm surprised we were able to pronounce that first name. Some local birthdays for you. Yuri Morrison of Winston-Salem, Erica Reed of Sanford, Blake Hudnall of Wahlberg, Justin Maynard of Trinity, and Colbert Seagraves of Winston-Salem. He's a family friend, but I call him Uncle Colbert. Happy birthday, Uncle Colbert. Get your special day in now. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Oh my goodness, listen to that sound. That wolf is howling. That means you can win a family 4-pack of tickets to experience Dollywood's award-winning Smoky Mountain Christmas. That's 5 million holiday lights, amazing shows, and more. Plus, the grand prize winner gets a 2-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge. Are you ready?
Text ready.
TRIP. TRIP. Text TRIP TRIP to 20357 right now. That's text TRIP, TRIP to 20357. Maybe pick you up those tickets and qualify for that two-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Pigeon Forge. TRIP, TRIP, text it now to 20357. Good luck to you. Nimrod News next.
As she's walking away.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, and off to the land of law and order we go. It's Nimrod News time. This guy is going to be so happy when he discovers there are places to keep your stuff that aren't located in your rear end.
Okay, all right.
The police in Oxford, England, caught a 36-year-old guy named James Hawkins. Not Hawkins, Hawkins is his name. Back in May with cocaine and heroin between his butt cheeks. Now, he had enough of the drugs in there to qualify for drug dealing charges. When you get a certain amount of drugs in your possession, you are considered a dealer. And they can get you with intent to distribute and all that stuff. Plus, he had a burner phone on him.
Sketchy.
In his head, burner phone. Man, it's really the 21st century. And we actually know what a burner phone is. You know why we know what a burner phone is? Because we've watched enough movies and espionage shows and James Bond movies and Mission Impossible movies to know exactly what a burner phone is. Well, he also had keys to a place that had digital scales and packaging materials inside in stock.
Suspicious.
Neatly piled on pallets. But when James was in court yesterday, he swore the cops had it all wrong. Hey, you guys got it all wrong, man. Mm-hmm. I'm the dude. He said his butt drugs were just, quote, for personal use, and he is not a dealer.
Just recreational personal use.
This is personal. I'm not a dealer. I'm not.
I'm not a drug mule either.
No, this is where I keep my things. I mean, I'm wearing sweats. I don't have any pockets. So I got.
You got any pocket? Where's your phone? You don't want to know.
And if you're going to use it, you might want me to sanitize it first. His trial for possession with intent to supply is still ongoing. Excuse me while I get this out for you.
Baby, I see them boys. They are.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, an update I want to pass along to you, especially if you live in Guilford County. It was approved. The votes are in, at least on this part. The $300 million Guilford County School Board Bond Referendum. So that has been approved, I believe, by like 75%. So
yay.
You live in Guilford County. There you go.
Not surprising.
More things for schools.
Yeah.
That's right. Speaking of Guilford County, let's move into Greensboro. Did you know Greensboro city leaders are inviting neighborhoods and volunteers to take part in the first ever Love Your Block event this Saturday, encouraging cleanup in the Benbow Park community. Chad Roberts, vice president of the Neighborhood Association there, says some of our public spaces, some of our green spaces, we don't want those to, go to waste. So they're going to ask this Saturday you come out to the Love Your Block event. Of course, that's at the Benbow Park community.
We don't want to go to waste, so come clean up the waste that is littering this place. Bring your bags. Help out.
What a...
Wow.
Yeah. He is so good with words, I swear.
He is.
The wordsmith.
That's right.
Wordsmith.
His name is Madison Cawthorn, and he joins the North Carolina delegation in the House of Representatives in January. Now, what may make this different than any other thing that's going down in history? Well, he is the youngest member of Congress ever and the youngest Republican ever to be elected in the House at the age of 25.
25? Wow. That is awesome.
And you know, he's overcome some serious obstacles because he's like, fully in a wheelchair, right? Because he got in some kind of major wreck or crash a couple years back. And That's just, I mean, he didn't let that stop him, nothing. I just think it's great. When I first heard his name, I thought I was a female, though, so I'm sorry,
Madison. I thought so, Madison. Yeah, I thought so as well.
Way to go,
first
Madison.
Time ever, you know?
Nice.
He got in there early. He'll spend the next 60 years in there.
That's right.
Yeah. on this date, let me rephrase this. Let me put this first. This game has caused so many breakups in friendship because on this date in 1935, the Monopoly board game was invented.
Oh, man, I don't even like Monopoly. I never liked it when I liked it. I mean, it's like, why? I would never pull that game out to play. There's so many other better games in my mind.
There's just
so
much to it. So many pieces and parts and rules and regulations. And it's just like, it takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, maybe I just got tired of it. I don't know. But nah, I'll pass.
Well, if you're the banker, you can just steal stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. And last but not least, here is your fun fact for the day. Pringles are only about 42% potato. The rest is wheat, starch, flour, oil, salt, and seasoning. And because of that, they're not legally allowed to be called potato chips. Technically, they're potato crisp.
I thought it was just air.
Well, you know, the thing is, fun idea. Chips in a neat shape, stacked in a can. You got to give it to them.
Yep.
That was a novel idea to come up with that. They sell like wildfire, but they are also one of the most unhealthy things you could possibly put in your mouth.
I just want to know who tasted a Pringle and said, this is plenty of seasoning on it. Let's put it in the can. They're
I
awful.
I like them.
You're saying they're under-seasoned. The Pringles needs to add some more
under-flavored.
Seasoning.
Under-flavored. They're just, nothing to them.
What flavor do you buy if you get Pringles? What's your go-to?
Well, if they would bring back wasabi and soy sauce, I would keep 74 tubs of that in here.
Oh,
this
is delicious.
I only buy barbecue because barbecue is the only one that I can actually taste.
Okay. All right. Barbecue. Chase, your choice when you're picking out a Pringles can. What do you get?
Any.
Yeah, me either.
Just hold the tube up to my face. Let them slide in.
That's the handy thing. In my case, the opening of the tube fits perfectly into my mouth.
That big old
boom,
mouth of yours.
Down they go.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, National Men Make Dinner Night Tonight. Ooh, yeah. What are you making, Chase? I got to know. I want to know. Curious. I want to go.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's going to be leftovers. I made a big batch of Italian chicken last night, so I'm going to...
Did you not hear my rules?
What?
National Men Make Dinner Day. You can't use leftovers.
I made it the day before, so it should count.
No, because it's leftover.
And if you leave it in there one more day, it'll marinate in all that sauce and be even more delicious.
You're absolutely right.
So go fresh today. Use the extra marinated stuff. Leftovers tomorrow.
Yeah, it may require a trip to the store, man. I mean, I know you don't want to do that. I know you don't want to face that, but it may require a trip to the store today.
Using money, I really don't want to face that.
No.
We're having a great dinner tonight. Super easy, and I will share it with you, Chase, if you want to know.
All right,
how to
what
make
you got?
Frito taco pie.
Oh.
Frito pie. Comes out of Texas. Delicious.
It's literally crescent rolls in the bottom of a pan, put some Fritos, ground beef with a taco seasoning, a layer of sour cream, olives, jalapenos, onions if you like it, cheese. Bake that sucker for like, I think it's 20 minutes, if that, and boom, you're done.
Yeah.
First Cut it of like all, pie, eat it.
First of all, anything that includes crescent rolls, I'm in. If it contains sweetened condensed milk, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Magic ingredient to so many desserts, sweetened condensed milk. Oh, boy, that stuff is good.
So good.
Man, that is the two greatest things that have ever come out of y'all's mouth, ever. Ever.
And guys, how about you? What about your stories about making food? You good? You bad at it? What did you mess up?
Hard-boiled eggs. Mm. I put them on the stove. I went out doing some other things. Fell asleep on the couch. Next thing I know, an explosion in the kitchen, and I found hard-boiled eggs all over the ceiling, all over the stove, all over the counter.
Woo.
I was at my in-law's house. My father-in-law says, "What's that noise?" And I went in there, and I was like, "Oh, never mind. I'll get it." That's all you can say.
It is. It's all you can say. What are you going to do, man? It's already happened. You're guilty. They know you're guilty. You did it. All right, I
just own up to it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll clean it up. But yeah, guys, secrets, butter. Butter makes everything better. Ask any cook. You can add butter.
Oh, and garlic powder.
Garlic powder is handy to have. Garlic salt is handy to have. There's a lot of stuff, and you can learn so much on the internet. Guys, you watch one or two videos today, you'll be in come tonight.
Dale swears every time he cooks, the key... Well, I don't know if I want to give that his secret. I think about it.
You've already said it. You have to do it.
Open the door now.
White pepper.
White pepper is the secret to making gravy, people. If you're not using white pepper when you make gravy, and if you don't know how to make gravy, you need to learn to use. People are intimidated by that, but it's not that hard to make.
No, it's not.
White pepper is a secret ingredient to a lot of things, but it particularly makes gravies better.
I love gravy.
Yeah.
Sausage gravy, brown gravy, white gravy.
Biscuits and gravy.
Gravy. Everything's better with a little gravy on it.
It's all meal gravy.
Red eye gravy. Sausage gravy. Gravy.
I don't care that you done me wrong, cause I've all got.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up With The Wolf Show. There's Kane Brown, and one thing, right? It's 8:49. My goodness. There's news in the neighborhood. It's Next Door News Time. Annie, what do you have for us today?
So, I have got a crazy story. And, you know, I keep a close eye on my Next Door app and all the drama that surrounds little old Kernersville. And, of course, you know, neighbors never cease to amaze me. They let you borrow the cup of sugar or check your mail for you when you go out of town or even bring you some soup when you're feeling sick. And then there are the neighbors who are selfish and keep to themselves. And sometimes they even maybe wish ill will on you or your pets and you don't know it. And there's this one neighbor from Vernon Farms neighborhood who posted this. I need to rehome a dog. Small terrier tends to bark a lot. If interested, let me know. I'll jump over my neighbor's fence and get it for you. So basically, when I read this earlier, I spit my drink out because I was not expecting the end of it there. I'll jump over my neighbor's fence and get it for you. That's dirty. And a different neighbor replied to them and said, our solution to this problem, we bought an anti-bark collar that works by emitting an ultrasound, a shriek that the dogs don't like. Hung it on the fence between our yard and our neighbor's yard, not visible to his side. Problem solved.
Smart, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it goes without having to bother the neighbor, I guess, you know. But me personally, I'd like to know if my dog was a nuisance to any of my neighbors so that I could be a bit more considerate of them, you know. Can you imagine being you on the other side of the fence? You come home one day and boop, your pup is just all gone because your neighbor never told you it was driving them nuts. And you could have just put little Fido inside this whole time.
Yeah, pets in the neighborhood, you know, especially the outdoor pets. That tend to yippy-yappy at every move, every leaf that rustles, every car that goes by.
I also want to say that tends to bark is not much of a selling point there, friend.
Might want to change your marketing plan.
It's like a restaurant. Our food tends to be good.
So I have a feeling that there's going to be a follow-up post coming. I was going to say something like, can anyone recommend a local pet undertaker? Must be discreet. Well, you know, we'll see if this one churns up some serious drama other than these two comments from other neighbors. But if you want to share your stories of street drama from your hood by texting us at 336-680-WOLF, you can. Or you can send them to us by hitting us in our DMs at 931-THE-WOLF.
By the way, the degree of discreet usually goes up with the dollar amount you're willing to offer.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.